Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
First, let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you, we glorify you, we magnify your holy name as we gather together and share your word. It's my prayer that you come and speak through me. Let this teaching that we are going to share together come and renew minds and come and uplift and come and strengthen. Come and be the speaker this afternoon. In the name of Jesus, let everything be unto your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Right, we are still on the prosperity. And as I've already mentioned a couple of times, I believe Sister Vicky and Pastor Paul has blasted everything. Amen. So we're going to, if you allow me, let it be a teaching instead of preaching, please. We're going to go through probably three, possibly four things. We'll first look at what is prosperity, and we'll look at how and why should we prosper. In other words, why do we have to prosper and how can we prosper? We'll also look at how we can maintain prosperity. Amen. So these are the three things that we are going to look at. The word prosperity, as I've already said, again, I'll be referring to Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky because they've said everything. You know, the Greek have a couple of words, more words. The Greek have many, many, many words for few words that we see in the Bible. I think they have about four, probably more words for the word prosperity. But for the purpose of our study this afternoon, we're going to restrict ourselves to two, if you allow me. The two words that I want to look at are evimeria and euphoria. Now, evimeria means well-being or welfare. And euphoria means plenty. So plenty and well-being and welfare. Again, I want us to kind of switch our mind off the normal prosperity that we are used to, as Sister Vicky and Pastor Paul referred to, not only the financial prosperity, but we are talking about the well-being of our physical body and our spiritual body. Amen? Amen? Have you heard the term, health is wealth? Health is wealth. So it is not only the money that we see, the physical things that we can feel and touch. But again, Pastor Paul mentioned, we are going to die and leave those things. But when the Bible talks about prosperity, it is referring to both our physical being and our spiritual being. Amen? So that's how we're going to look at. When I checked the definition, you know, that's with that gentleman, when I talk about a gentleman, I mean Oxford Advanced Learner Dictionary. He's one of my friends in the world. In fact, some time ago, about 30 years ago, that was the only book I was reading. I would just read through and read through and read through until one teacher told me that it's not good to be reading dictionary, read books. So, you know, it's one of the best friends I have. It defines prosperity simply as the state of being well. The state of being well. The state of being well. And the Oxford Classic Advanced Learner's Dictionary also expands this a little bit to say it is a successful or thriving condition and good fortune. So when we are talking about prosperity, it talks about the state of being well and a successful, thriving. Now, the word thriving tells us that it should be continuous. It should be ongoing when we are talking about prosperity. Amen? So I just want us to switch our mind to look at this biblical expression of prosperity. Now, the first scripture I want us to have a look at is the book of Jeremiah. If you have your Bibles, you can open with me. I've got my message on my ear. So I said, Papa, don't bring this there. Take my iPad. But it's all right. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. As we walk through the teachings, please bear in mind the definitions that we have already given. Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky touched those Greek words. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Brother Luna, have you got it for us? the how and the whys of prosperity. We probably will look at the whys first. Why should we prosper? Simply put, we should prosper because it is the will of God. We should prosper because God likes it. God wants to see us prospering. So we have to prosper because that is what he has said. You and me have to prosper in life, in physical sense, and in spiritual sense. Amen? Now, if you read Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, he said, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Plans to prosper you. Again, I'm going to refer to Sister Vicky. Sister Vicky mentioned the Hebrew word for prosper. The Hebrew word for prosper, that is tselach, T-S-E-L-A-C-H. Which actually interpreted the word for tselach, Hebrew, in Greek, it is not those that I've explained. It's not the Euphoria or Evimera, but it is Udo, which Pastor Paul mentioned. Now, the word Udo in Greek actually means help that is coming onto one's way. Does it make sense? Help that is coming onto one's way. Now, let me explain there a little bit. It is like you are going on a journey. Back in those days, they travel on camels and horses, and you come to a place where you need a rest, and then there could be an inn there that you need to rest. So you rest, or somebody will meet you on the way, and the person will carry some of your load for you. Now, those help has come to give you rest, but at the same time also to prosper you. So that is another, as I've already said, the Greek have very many words that they use for prosperity. So prosperity here, tselach, is interpreted in the Greek at Udo, which Pastor Paul mentioned. So on your way, in your way, God is saying that he will bring in the help that will come to prosper you. As you move along in the journey, in all your endeavors, in everything that you do. He said the plans are to give you hope and a future. The plans are to give you hope and the future. So he's talking about the hope now and the future. Now we Christians, we have the now living, which we are sitting here right now, and the future, which is into heaven. Amen? So we need to have a healthy life physically and spiritually, because over there in heaven, we're going to live spiritual life. There is nothing that is with us today that will take to heaven. Amen? If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the whole chapter talks about what we will take with us when we're going to heaven. We will leave this physical body here. Amen? Pastor Paul mentioned, again, I'm referring to him, that you'll be put to rest when you are buried. But I believe you'll not be put to rest, but you'll be pushed to rot. When you are put in the grave, you wouldn't be put to rest, but you'll be put to rot, because your body is going to rot anyway. So anything that you have, we'll leave it here. So the spiritual aspect of prospering is very, very important. Amen? Amen. Now let's look again, Pastor Paul mentioned it, in John, 3 John chapter 2. 3 John chapter 2, in this letter that John wrote to Gaius, Pastor Paul mentioned it. He said, to my dear friend, from the verse 1, he said, to my dear friend that I truly love. To my dear friend that I truly love. I pray that you may enjoy good health, or you may prosper with in all things. In all things. Let's all say in all things. In all things. So when we are talking about prosperity in all things, it means all things. So when you are believing God to give you a husband, believing God to give you a wife, believing God for your children to be God-fearing children, you are prospering. There was a time, let me chip in quickly this example. There was a time in my life that I believed that I was a regular tithe payer. So I was a bit, you know, struggling why I was not seeing overflow of finance, if you like. And I challenged God. I prayed about it. That's, you know, probably a decade ago. And God opened my eyes clearly. I heard the voice clear. The question was, when has any of your children fallen sick? That was the question that came to me clearly. And I stand here and I said this to the glory of the Lord, that Of all these children that God has given us, it is only Kwame that fell ill one day. It was just one day. He fell ill. We didn't know. I think he was about two. He collapsed. You know, all the eyes were gone, and I took him, and I laid him on my lap, and I was driving. You know, I drove about 1.5 miles. I didn't call the ambulance to a hospital. In fact, I don't know how I got there, how I was changing the gear and everything. I didn't know. But I got there anyway. That was the only time. And as I said this to the glory of God. So God opened my eyes to see the finances that he's providing to me through the health of my children. And I believe if God were to give me the opportunity to choose between 10 million and my children being at the hospital, I would have chosen that my children not being at the hospital, I should rather say. Amen? Instead of the 10 million, I would have chosen my children being healthy, being sound. Because I've had instances of friends whose children have been admitted to the hospital. They wouldn't even have time to work. It was now a friend of mine got his child admitted at the hospital, and he and his child, his wife, they were running shifts. He works in the night, so you go and stay there in the daytime, and then the wife will go and, you know, take over, and he will go to work. And I told him, my friend, you cannot be doing this. They did it for about 3 months, and I said, you can't do this for 1 year, so you have to pray that God will heal your child. Amen? I don't think that brother would have preferred his child being at the hospital to even 10 million. Amen. So when the Bible talks about prosperity, these are some of the things that we should look at. It's talking about the physical sense, and it's also talking about a spiritual sense. Amen. We should prosper because, as I've already said, God wants us to prosper. If you look at John 10:10, that popular verse which we all know, that's what the Bible tells us. Jesus was speaking. He said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, but I come so that you have life and have it abundantly and have it overflow. Now, how can people see when something is overflowing? They have to see the things that are in there coming out. Amen? You know, because of where I come from a country in West Africa called Ghana. And over there, during the farming season, harvesting, people that have silos will store their maize in silos. And the silos are built in such a way that you see the silos, but you wouldn't see the maize. But if there were to be windows opening around the silos, you see that as we continue to fill the silos with maize, the maize will be flowing. Amen? It will be coming outside. In fact, God, when he says that he will bless us, that's the blessing that he's talking about. People will see. When God blesses us, people see that God has blessed us and it overflows. Amen? It overflows in everything. And now, that is the reason why we should prosper. Now, let's look at the hows. How can we prosper? Amen? The wives, the women are very good in that. Why are you preparing food for your husband? You know, because he's hungry. And how are you going to prepare it? You must get your rice, your tomato, everything, and combine them. So we're going to look at that. Amen? So the why should be there, and the house should come. How are you going to go about it? Amen? Now, we as Christians, how can we prosper? We look at Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. The Bible says, it is by the mouth that we confess. So the only way you can get into prosperity is by confessing with your mouth. It is by the mouth that we confess, and it's through by the heart that we believe into salvation. So we believe, you prophesy with your mouth that I take Christ as my personal Savior and accept him into your heart. That is the first step. That is how you're going to start it. Amen? You're going to start towards prosperity. Now, we also have to be prosperity conscious. You have to be prosperity conscious. In other words, by being fully engaged in and experiencing good fortune, body, mind, and soul, you have to be accepting it that I want to prosper. You have to be prophesying it. You know, one time, American industrialist, Henry Ford, he said, whether you say I can or I cannot, you are right. I'm quoting him. I quote, whether you say I can or I cannot, you are right. But I will continue to say I can anytime I want to be right. I will continue to say I can anytime I want to be right. So it's not that we cannot say we can't, but the thing is, when we say we can, most of the time we will not be able to do it. I'd rather say I can, and if I'm not able to do it, I will know, you know, I'm not losing anything. So you should be able to say and prophesy from your mouth that I can. I want to prosper. You should also start by thinking about what you already have. What you already have, if you want to prosper, one of the ways that you can prosper is talking about what you already have. If even you're able to buy a cup of coffee at your work, believe that you have had the opportunity, the finance to buy coffee, so you are not a poor person. Look at the things God has done in you, through you, with you, and believe that he can do greater things. A brilliant example we have in the Bible, when you look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 36. And that gentleman, we all know, he stood before the king and said, I'm a shepherd. And when the lion comes, this is what I do. When the bear comes, this is what I do. And he said, king, I've killed a bear and a lion. So this uncircumcised Philistine, I believe God will give him unto us. Amen? He recounted the experiences that he's had. He recounted what God has already done in his life. And he believed that upon that, God can take him to do greater things. Amen? So you have to recount the things that God has done through you. The fact that you are 30 years, the fact that you are 40 years, that you have never taken ill at the hospital. Believe that you can be 70 years, as the Bible says. The fact that you have been able to come out successfully with the first degree, believe that you can do the master's degree. Believe that he can take you a step further. I think if there's any brilliant example I want to give, I won't go further. I would like us to look at the life of our pastors. Amen. Some of us witnessed the beginning of this ministry in one way or the other. And he even mentioned it, that this room, as you see, wasn't like this. Amen. This room, as you see, wasn't as we sit in here. Some of us had opportunity to witness it. Amen. But it is all into the glory of God. So believe that you can do it. Believe that this is what God has done through me, so he can do the next thing. Amen? Now we're going to look at, after you have gone through the house, how can you maintain the prosperity? So you have got the prosperity, how can you keep it? You see, it is important that because of future and to hand over our legacy, Pastor Paul mentioned it again, I'm going there, to our children, and not only to our children, but to our children's children, and probably their children, that will protect God, what God has given us, that will take care of it. Being health or wealth, it is important that we take care of it. I think Pastor Paul stressed that very, very strongly, that some people will concentrate on their health physically, and they will neglect their spiritual side. Or some people will concentrate on their spiritual side and neglect the physical side. Pastor Paul again mentioned that we need both. Amen? Now, how can you maintain that? The Bible tells us that it is a fight. We have to struggle. We have to work on it. If you read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, that's what God told Joshua. That the word, the book of the law that I'm giving you, meditate upon it. What? Day and night. Amen? So it is every day you have to read your Bible. Again, Pastor Paul mentioned it. Read your Bible and pray every day. It is not one day praying and one day fasting. It is a continuous process. Amen? You have to be doing it all the time. All the time. It is a fight. It is a fight. Continue to do it. Continue to do it. If you look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, when one of the letters Paul wrote to the churches he set up, he said, therefore, my friends, I'm reading from verse 12, as you have always obeyed, not only in my absence, in my presence, but also in my absence, this is Paul speaking, continue to work out your salvation with fear and tremble, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. So we have to work on our salvation. Amen? We have to work on our salvation. You have to work on our salvation every day you come to church. Every day you pray. Every day you believe in God. The faith that we've had, the believing for help, the believing prosperity, is not a one-day believing. Continue to believe. Continue to believe. But the Bible tells us that it is a fight. When you read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 downwards, that's what the Bible tells us. You see, we struggle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against authorities. It is a fight that we are fighting. Amen. So it is important that we work on our salvation. We fight, we believe God continuously. There's a saying, I'm not a British person, but there's a saying that staying at one place is tantamount to going back. Anytime you are not moving forward, you can more or less count it that you are going back. Not, you are not necessarily taking a step back. But Pastor Anthony, can I use you as an example, please? Let's clap for our pastor as he comes. As Anthony recently turned 40, I told him, life begins at 40, so you are just starting life. But anyway, let's say I'm on the same path with Pastor Anthony, all right? And I'm standing here. Pastor, can you please take one or two steps forward? He has moved forward, but I haven't. But if you look at me, I've not moved back. But if you look at both of us standing here, I'm behind. Yes. Does it make sense? Yes. Thank you, Pastor. Let's clap for our pastor. That is how life works. That is how life works. It is important that we work on our salvation to move forward in all aspects of our salvation. Now, our salvation, both spiritual and physical, it does not necessarily mean that you have to jump from A to Z before you have moved. Pastor Collins will be able probably to jump from A to G. That's fine. He's a tall guy. He can jump from A to G. But if I'm able to move from A to B, at least I've made progress. Amen? If that brother sitting there can move from A to C, at least he has made progress. As long as you are moving. Amen? As long as you are moving. You know, if you remember the proverbial saying of Martin Luther King, he said, whatsoever you can do, he said, if you cannot fly, walk. If you cannot walk, crawl. Whatsoever you do, make sure that you're moving. Whatsoever you do, make sure you're moving. Amen. I would like us all to stand up as I bring this teaching to an end. Clap your hand to the Most High God. As the worship team takes over for the next 2, 3, 5 minutes that we have, I want you to continue to just think about the messages that have come today. The messages are awesome, Sister Vicky and Pastor Paul. In fact, I've had my day anyway, I should say that. Just think about this prosperity that we've talked about. And say, God, I didn't actually knew prosperity to this level, that much. But this way of prosperity that you have explained to me through our pastors and Brother George, I don't want to let go. I want to experience this prosperity. So give me the strength to discover, to understand first why I have to prosper, to discover more how I can prosper. And give me the strength to discover more how I can maintain the prosperity in Christ. Just begin and pray in your own words. Whatsoever words that will come out of your mouth, speak to Him. Speak to Him right now. Speak to Him right now. Speak to Him right now. Say, this is the prosperity that I want. The prosperity that I had in the morning. It's what I want. The prosperity that I had in the second service is what I want. The prosperity that I've just had is what I want to receive. I've got to know that I have to prosper. I've got to know that it's your will for me to prosper. Now give me the strength to walk through the house. Give me the strength to discover more of the house. Yabra koromandi be katayaman babi koromanda. Yeba koromandi be katayaman bibi. Just continue to pray and claim it. Just ask for the direction of the Holy Ghost. Ask for the wisdom. Ask for more understanding. That, Father, I'm ready to read your word every day. I'm ready to pray every day. Because I've discovered today, I've got to know that prosperity comes by continuous abiding in you. Continuously abiding in you. That I have to work on my salvation every day. That I have to read the Bible every day. That I have to pray every day. That I have to come to church every day. Oh, Father, we thank you. Open your mouth and sing to the Most High God.
Impossible, possible.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.